Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new podcast. In this episode, we will address something that concerns us all. It is well known that nowadays we are dealing with times that come with a lot of uncertainty, and I myself struggled a lot at the beginning of the pandemic precisely because of this. In fact, as probably happens to many of you out there, I really like to have things under control and planned ahead. Thus, unknown and unexpected outcomes lead me to experience a lot of stress. Today, however, I want to share with you some ideas, insights, tips, and personal thoughts on how to manage these situations to improve our leadership in times of uncertainty. My intention with this podcast is to provide you with a practical and structured model that you can use and adapt to your personal situations using five special messages I have found very interesting from Dr. Pajal Sharma, that is a quality researcher who helps people understand how and where they have agency and control when challenging professional situations arise, and James Silva, that is a peak performance coach and culture training specialist with extensive research in psychology, leadership, and neuroscience. So to begin with, and make it clear to all of you, the big question is, how can we all lead in times of uncertainty and avoid or reduce excessive stressors? The answer, which I'll further explain, but I want you to keep in mind throughout the podcast, is play the situation as a board game. I know some might think it's funny or weird, but there are some general characteristics and rules that apply to most of this type of games that I find to be very useful as comparison to understand how we can manage demands in our job roles and responsibilities that feel overwhelming, uncontrollable, and extraordinary. First, in order to start up playing our game, we usually have to choose our characters. For this, we will want to choose the one that we believe can be the best player depending on the game's scope. In our case, we are our own players, thus we better be in good shape. If we want to be the best to leverage our performance, we need to take care of our health. Maybe not all the games or real life situations will imply physical effort, but ensuring your health will ensure you having a more positive attitude towards others and will affect your capability of handling challenges. There's many things you can do to take care of your body and mind, but as suggested by Dr. Pajal and James Silva, yoga, breath work, and meditations have proven to be a very efficient way when helping leaders, since they lower the stress hormone, cortisol, and adrenaline, which minimize tension, anxiety, anger, and depressions, and helps regulate blood sugars and blood pressure. Once we choose our characters, we can actually begin playing, which usually happens at the start cell. In this cell, however, you want to make sure you are all good to go. You have your character's figure, your card, dice, etc. Here's where proactive coping comes into play. This term refers to the individual efforts to prevent or modify potential sources of stress in a generalized way and not being directed at specific stressors. What this really means is to go through a self-awareness process in order to manage the resources that are currently available, which can be money, planning, relationship with others, friends, family, strengths, skills, and you can even ask for someone to guide you through this process. Next, in the sequence of our game, we arrive to the moment in which we have to choose which path to take. We're given different situations and possibilities, and it's our time to take the next step. In real life terms, this can be related to the initial appraisal that provides individuals with the understanding of what is it and what is likely to become. Here, we also rely on past experiences, meaning the times in which we have played the game before. It is a preventive stage that will help you avoid going through the jail cell. And in this step, brainstorming becomes the key tool. Try to figure out the best options. However, things not always go the way we plan them, and we sometimes must let them go, which still does not mean we are giving up. On the contrary, the goal is still the end cell, but maybe we will have to give up our next turn or pay to the bank in Monopoly or taking an additional card when playing Uno, but we must accept it. When you find yourself in a situation like this, ask yourself, does worrying about this help anything? And this can really help managing stress, since we become aware of the fact that some factors or situations get out of our hands, and being aware of it will definitely alleviate a lot of stress. Not everything is negative though, and after going throughout traumatic situations, there's a moment where we reach the prize golden sale. Something good happens and we even get to choose what to do. This is the moment when you are given the possibility to engage in creative activities that will help you to go through post-traumatic growth. And it can vary from writing, painting, dancing, or anything that you think can be helpful bringing your emotions to the surface and your different ways of seeing things. Finally, we get to the end sale. And here's the moment where we evaluate what we did good. Which ones were the strategies that helped us to get to where we are? What can we do better for next time? Meaning, where are the areas where there's still room for improvement? And how can we actually do it better next time? In this case, for our game comparison, we could probably choose a different path next time, or in real life situations, we could better manage our resources and focus on the one that we initially ignored. That is all for today. Thank you for listening. I hope you were able to gather some useful tools. And remember, leaders should examine traumatic events instead of trying to ignore them or move past them. And even if the process will have highs and lows, like when you're playing a board game, it can still be fun and an opportunity for personal growth, improvement of relationship with others, or even greater appreciation of life.